Okay. So that was one of the last songs we have for today. And Isabel, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had such a wonderful time, and it's so cool to see what you do every week, and also to not have to be here at 7 a.m. at the same time.
Yeah, my other show is at 7 a.m., so I asked her, do you want to be 2 p.m. or 7 a.m.? And it was very obvious,
answer. Yeah, I mean, I feel that you didn't even have to ask, but I appreciate that you wanted to know what I felt. So it's been really great sharing my music, really great hanging out with Sebastian. Thank you so much for listening. And our last song is a song that I actually used to play at the end of every one of my high school radio shows, Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash.
So thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Listening. And Jay and I will be here for our last show. Next week.
It's not playing.
Yes. I'm glad I have a help.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine and next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on. Decisions bugging me.
Indecision, they molest me.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me carelessly.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
Might be the one for you. We organize social events.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell of how the good old union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
What is up, WMUC FM College Park 90.5? My name is Jersiah, and this is the Music Team Show, where we talk about what happened in this past week's music team. If you don't know, Music Team meets 6:30 to 8:30 every Monday. Though this week was our last week for the semester, but we will come back strong yet again on Monday, 6:30, 8:30 in the live room, and hopefully with the new music team director. So we'll have three, hopefully next year. Speaking of which, what was our show about today? The show is music, is going to be for April Release Radar, where we talk about the previous month's releases album wise. This month had some pretty solid songs. I still think that like this year has not been exactly the strongest yet for like music yet, but hopefully the summer will change that. There's some good stuff coming out. Boards of Canada particularly I'm super excited about. Loathe is coming out. Converge is getting a second album. Like there's some good stuff that I'm excited for this summer. But as for April, there's some good stuff. I guess I'm going to start off with talking about two albums that I can't play because I don't know if there's any songs that are FCC allowed. The first one is going to be the new Earl Sweatshirt / Mike collab album. It's kind of similar to if you ever listened to Speakerbox / Love Below by Outkast. It's kind of a similar deal where like half the album's Mike and then the second half of the album is Earl. It's a pretty fun album. I think I cared for the Mike stuff more personally. I know some other people some other people cared for the Earl stuff a little more, and I think I personally liked the Mike stuff more than Showbiz, which is saying a lot because Showbiz was pretty really well received last year. But there's some pretty good like just plug stuff, pretty like minimalist kind of production. There's some pretty cool stuff on the album. And then the second album I want to talk about is the Kuru album. Kuru is from Montgomery County, actually. So shout out if you're from Montgomery County. They are a kind of, they're in that like underground rap scene. Think like Jane Remover, Lucy Bedingrock, you know, that kind of scene. Similar type of music of that kind of digicore rage kind of sound. I think it's Kuru's best album yet, for sure. I think it's better than Rewired, which Rewired was that was an album that like kind of came out of the nowhere for me personally. It's like one of the few, there's only like one of the albums that actually really got me into like that underground rap kind of stuff. But I think this album's pretty good. There are some interesting bars. My little bro into Toon Toon Brain Rot. I don't know what Kuru is on about with that bar. I thought the album was really great. I wish I could play the Toon Toon song. That Toon Toon bar is so funny. But yeah. Speaking of the songs we're actually going to be playing, the first set of three songs are going to be more on the electronic side. First one we'll be playing Lil Cool by Subi Club. It's off the album Trinket. It's like a hyper-pop kind of album. I'm not too familiar with it, but there was a few people that really liked this album from Music Team. Second one is going to be the Tiffany Day album, Halo. I'll be playing No Luck. This album is like, I think you can kind of, it's obviously going to be compared to You by Underscores and the new Slater album, because those two albums are similar kind of electroclash, electropop kind of sound. I think the Tiffany Day album is, I think the Underscores album is the best of the three, but I think that the Tiffany Day album is actually a little more consistent than the Slater album, but it also doesn't have the highs of the Slater album. Like it doesn't have crank on it or anything like that. But I think this is a really great, like, album from a new artist. It's her second album, and it's a pretty big departure from her first album, which is kind of more generic pop. And she actually played at UMD last year. The Chinese Student Association got them to play for their, which is pretty impressive. They got mosh pit going, I heard. So yeah, last time I'll be playing is CC House by Username. It's off their new album Password 2. It's a footwork hip hop album. This is the second album they released. The first album I listened to was all right. It was more of an IDM album, but this album I've heard is really good. And has some really cool footwork and drum work stuff. So yeah, so this is Lil Quo, No Luck, and CC House.
Let's get a picture of one perspective, put it in practice. Let's get a graphic, pick up the color value. Let's zoom it means something more than perfecting. Let's get a picture of one perspective, put it in practice. Let's get a graphic, pick up the color value. Let's zoom it means something more than perfecting.
Yeah. I can feel it. I created you with hope of a difference. I don't need this. I can feel it in my bones, what you're feeling. I'm burning up, so I put it down, and I miss it badly.
Alright, that was Lil Quo, No Luck, and CC House. Also, if you are the one that called during one of the songs, I don't have a phone. Like, I have the receiver, but there's no phone with it, so unfortunately I cannot really pick up. I only have the receiver. So, apologies for whoever tried to call into the FM studio a few minutes ago. Anyway, so for the next, I have a few songs. It's a mix. These are songs that kind of like, especially the first two are kind of just like songs that are like, yeah, they fit here, by here. The first song is going to be No More Lies by Thundercat featuring Tame Impala. It's off the new album, Distracted. This is honestly probably, Thundercat is an artist that like is very consistent, yet, but not the most like, groundbreaking. I think like as a solo artist, like obviously as a producer, he's one of the most talented producers of all time. Like, I mean, if you produce T-Pap, like you have to be talented, right? But like I think sometimes with Thundercat's solo stuff, I feel like it isn't groundbreaking or like insane as some of the other artists. I think maybe we were talking about a music team, one person thought, and maybe it's because there's so much bass in Thundercat stuff that it can sound a little muddy, because like if you're playing so much from that lower stuff, it's just gonna sound muddy because that's where mud comes from when you mix. I think part of it too is just maybe like I think if he transitioned to other genres, maybe he could make something as more groundbreaking. I think I just think his sound of psychedelia doesn't maybe necessarily fit having this much bass in it. But overall, this album is still very, very good. The Lil Yachty song is probably my favorite. It has some really cool bass stuff. So yeah, next song I'm going to be playing is by a Quebecian band, or Quebecian? I don't know how to say it. I don't know what it is. But it's by, and forgive me for my French, NG de Portuan. This is Sardines off of their album Volume 2. They're an interesting band. Look them up. They have like weird like stuff when they're playing live. They have these giant paper mache masks. They're fully polka dotted. They do some cool microtonal stuff, and I think it's pretty cool about microtonal stuff. I think a lot of Western artists don't do microtonal well. They either do the boring like, oh, what if we have notes within the notes thing, and it sounds just experimental, not that good, or they do the Jacob Collier thing, or it's just not interesting what they're doing with it, and it's like, why bother with the microtonal stuff? They do the whole like, oh, what if we do the notes with between the notes thing, but they do it in a really catchy way. I would like to see more experimentation from other artists, from other Western artists, to do some more like microtonal like stuff that isn't like, oh, what if we do 24? What if we like have like five notes per an octave. We see some really cool stuff with that, with African or Arabic or Indian music. There's a lot of really, really cool stuff they do with the scale there, with the musical scale, that I think Western artists could like experiment with, and it would sound good too. I mean, obviously it does. There's some really great stuff, microtonal, like different like ways to split octave that they, that those more traditional music does, that I wish we would see it more in Western music. Anyway, last is going to be Stole My Heart by Frog. I'm not really going to talk about this album too much just because I literally know nothing about it. I don't know who Frog is. I don't know. I never listened to the album. But this is Stole My Heart. So this is No More Lies, Sardines, and Stole My Heart.
We're goes. My therapist told me that I should tell you the truth, and you're still angry. So sometimes I feel like I still should have lied. I tell you the truth because I care, but I also lie to you because I care. But if I tell you the truth, I guess I can sleep better at night. But then it looks like I don't care because I'm telling you the truth. I mean, I guess I'm just not a... Everybody hates when they get to that part when they realize that I don't want to tell you I don't care, but if it seems like I don't care, it doesn't mean I don't care. It just looks like I don't care. Because my emotions have been sanded off. I live in LA, sweetie. What do you expect?
Yeah.
That was No More Lies, Sardines, Stole My Heart. For next set, three songs are going to be on the, like, the indie rock, we're getting too much shoegazy kind of stuff. The song we're playing is Blood Runs Cold by Drug Bugs off their new album, Hell for a Basement. It's pretty fun, like, it's like borderline emo, a lot of art rock. It's like the, it's a little, it does sound a little pretentious at times, but, like, I think the album is still really very, like, strong, like, it's just put together very, very well. Next song we're playing is Seabird by Dairy. It's off the new album, Birding. I think this is their debut album, if I recall correctly. If you like Cocktail Twins, you'll like them. They sound very similar, except they actually sing lyrics, unlike Cocktail Twins. So, yeah. Lastly, I'm going to be playing Wisteria by Tokyo Shoegazer. This is probably my favorite album of this past month. Maybe the next one we'll play, the last one we'll play, is also up there. But Wisteria, this is also the new Tokyo Shoegazer album. It's definitely their most consistent album, like, for sure. Like, I think Tokyo Shoegazer had, I think, an issue before where, like, I feel like the albums weren't as, like, coherent together. Like, it felt like it was just kind of like a collection of songs rather than, like, having this overall branching narrative or theme or vibe behind it. I think this album does really well. It's about, like, it's a post-apocalyptic. It's like, what will happen after, what's it like after the world ends? And I think this album is a really, it's a really dark take on shoegaze, which I think is pretty interesting. So yeah, so this is Blood Runs Cold, Seabird, and Wisteria.
I
Alright, that was Blood Runs Cold, Seabird, and Wisteria. Thank you all for listening. I'll probably be here next week. Obviously, I won't be playing anything with Music Team because we don't have Music Team. But I'll just be playing some random songs that I like listening to. Last song we've been playing is going to be off of... this is a Brazilian atmospheric atmospheric black metal slash folk metal artist. Though, like, in sound, they don't actually really sound like metal, like, in the way you imagine. Like, they're not, like, super heavy or anything. It's just kind of, like, written with the same way that metal is often written, like, songwriting-wise. But, like, in sound, maybe it's not exactly what you expect when I say it's black metal. But this is a very, very awesome, like, folky... It has a lot of, like, traditional Brazilian sounds and instrumentation. It reminds me a lot of the Anthro... what's it called? The Anthro Pocino album from last month. Though, if that one... Like, that one's more about, like, the anger about, like, how the environment's getting destructed. This album's more about the... just, like, the beauty of the environment and stuff like that. So yeah, this is Caminhos de Agua off of Caminhos de Agua from Catara, and I would personally very much recommend this song album out too. It's only on Bandcamp though, so fair warning. So yeah, thank y'all for listening.
Soy un payaso que estoy.